You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borth. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, 22nd day of March, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. The first live broadcast is from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. That broadcast is reserved for members only and those who are taking our one-week free trial. If you've not taken the free trial, you can do so by going to MyTradingIQ.com. So at 11:30, we take a 30-minute break, and then we come back for the public broadcast at 12 noon Eastern, starting a little later today than normal. But typically, here's how it works. If you want to be a part of the afternoon live broadcast, you don't have to be a member. You don't have to be on the trial. The best way to join this afternoon broadcast, which typically starts at 12 noon Eastern, is to go to MyTradingIQ.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and you're done. What will happen going forward is every trading day you'll get an email about an hour before the broadcast starts. And then at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email, and it will log you into our platform. Now that's the better way because it gives you access to the question box so you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. On the days that you're out of the office, away from the desktop, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live, just point your browser to youtube.com/CFRN. Pretty easy to remember. YouTube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we also archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily episodes archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And if you're new to the world of CFRN, it's a great way to get to know who we are, what we do, how we do it, even why we do it. You can scroll back 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years, even more. Just pick a few days at random, just listen to a few minutes from a few different days. You'll find there's a thread of connectivity, a thread of continuity woven through each and every daily live broadcast. With that said, let's open with a word of prayer. Now, we spent a week and a half talking about the promise of forgiveness. Easter is just around the corner, and that's really what Easter stands for. Yesterday, we began talking about the answer, God's solution to anxiety and depression. Our scripture, Philippians 4:7, from the Message translation. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Again, Philippians 4:7. How can you be full of joy, happiness, contentment, and peace in the middle of the most anxious, driven situation? That's a great question that the Word of God answers. In the previous verse that we read yesterday, Philippians 4:6, it said, do not worry about anything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. When we do what the Bible tells us, we experience a peace that really makes no sense. It's an internal settlement, offering a peace that exceeds anything we can understand. It's because God is a peace provider. When you bring Him your pain and problems, the circumstances may not change, but you do. You can walk away with peace on the inside of your heart that you can't find anywhere else outside of God Himself. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today thankful for your many blessings, for your mercy, and for your grace. So much, God, is happening in this world today that truly we don't understand. And many of us can become filled with anxiety, overwhelmed by depression. Lord, we feel trapped in a cycle of negative thoughts and emotions that often seem to consume us. But we know that with you, all things are possible. You are the God of peace and hope, and we trust in your love and your mercy. Lord, help us all to find the strength and courage to overcome these feelings of anxiety and depression, which are at their root an attack of the enemy. Help us to see the good in the world and to focus on your love and your grace. Give us the wisdom, God, to know how to take care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We pray that you would guide us in our relationships with others and help us to be patient and kind even when we are feeling overwhelmed. Please surround us with people who will love and support us and who will lift us up when we're feeling down. Lord, we pray for your healing touch in each and every life that's a part of this broadcast today and those who will listen to it after the fact. Help us to experience your peace and joy, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And God, please give us the courage to seek help if we need it, and the humility to accept it. We thank you for your love and mercy, and for the gift and death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name that we believe and pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, happy Wednesday. I think everybody, except those living in caves, know that today is Fed Day. And the markets have been sideways. Not a whole lot going on. Just when you think it's going to rally, it drops, and vice versa. But The numbers tell the tale. And we'll start here in the U.S. with cash markets, or the indices, as they're called. Now, the Fed announcement will come at 2. I beseech ye, don't be trading. That's gambling when you're trying to trade a Fed announcement. Unless that's your superpower and you've been gifted with the ability to trade news. There was a time when good news sent the market higher and bad news sent the market lower. Number one, that's no longer the case. And with something as important as the interest rate hike, which many thought would be a half a point, and now many think will be a quarter point. The Fed interest rate hikes are the reason we're in most of the trouble that we're in right now. Banks failing, the current administration refusing to admit that they're bailing out individuals, which is what they're doing. They're not bailing out the banks themselves. It's a long story, and I don't want to get too political, and so I'll leave it at that. You're an intelligent audience. You watch the news. You understand what's going on. The Dow's down 54 points. NASDAQ down 6.5. S&P 500 down 5.5. The Russell 2000 down 13. No movers and no shakers. In the commodity basket, crude oil up 33 cents, trading $70 at last. Gold up $9.50, trading $19.50 last. Silver up 36 cents, trading $22.78 last, and that's a gain of a little over 1.5%. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei posted another strong day, gaining 520 points on the session. That's almost 2%. Shanghai gained 10. The Hang Seng, another strong day, adding 332 points, a gain of 1.75%. In the European markets at the close, FTSE up 32, DAX up 24, the CAC up 14. No movers, no shakers there. So it was a green day for Asia. It was a green day for the UK, not a big green day, but green nonetheless. And so far, it's a red radio Monday, Wednesday. Yeah, red radio Wednesday here in the US of A. And breaking news, the Trump grand jury panel gets the day off, pushing forward. First it was going to be Tuesday, then it was going to be Wednesday, and now we don't know when the indictment date will be, if in fact there is an indictment. So I just scrolled across my screen. I talked yesterday about Garrett and his plans to go First Republic to see if he could save himself from this mess. He's still working on that, so he's going to try to come on tomorrow or Friday and tell us exactly how it played out. And then he just sent me a text message and said, Dwayne, please let your audience know today that I suggest very tight stops at this point. I'm expecting a pretty good reversal to start anytime now, today or tomorrow. Obviously, if you have different thoughts, no need to make any comment. Well, thanks for that, Garrett. We wish him well as he continues with his banking adventure. So, 2 o'clock, approaching 2 o'clock, put your mouse away and go lock it in the wall safe. There will be volatility when the announcement comes out. The real volatility will probably come at 2:30 when the press conference starts. Powell will deliver a prepared statement, and then he will take questions from the audience. How will it affect the markets? They'll go up, they'll go down, they'll go up, they'll go down, and you'll get your clock cleaned, again, unless you have that superpower that allows you to trade the news in the world of 24-hour news channels and all that jazz. Logic 247 really tells the story of the week. We're in week 242 of Logic 247. Over those 242 weeks, we've issued over 13,600 individual handcrafted alerts, closing in on 13,700 alerts. It took us a while to get there at this pace. So far, since the markets opened Sunday night, we've issued only 18 alerts. When Valerie prepared this recap this morning at 7 a.m., we were still waiting on 9, 2 in process. So that gave us 9 actionable alerts, of which 4, or 44%, would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure and a very simple three-step process that we teach all of our lifetime members in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions. You never want to risk more than the potential profit in a trade. If you're only going to take 2 points out of a move in the S&P, then you really shouldn't risk more than 2 points. Anytime that you risk more than the potential profit available, that's bad math, bad science, and it might get you along for a while, but eventually it'll come back to haunt you and bite you. So, with that, we'll move on to the concierge trade alerts. That was our original alert service. Now, the logic alerts can come out at any time, around the clock. Futures trade around the clock. We have traders around the globe. Our day session is our night session, and vice versa. The CTA report is published for members and free trial members shortly after the Globex open each evening. So this is the Wednesday session, but it began last night, Tuesday night, at 6 p.m. Eastern. The report was published at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. So all of our members had access to these numbers at 6:40 p.m. Eastern last night. If you're not a member or a free trial member, since this is a public broadcast, feel free to grab a screenshot if you want, and we'll walk quickly through each of the markets. Now, what do you do with the numbers when they come out? Let's use the ES as an example. Number one, make note of where price is at the time the report is published. Do that on your 30-minute chart. Then draw a line in the sand at the long target and a line in the sand at the short target. If price gets above the 30-minute BBC, then that tells you it's attempting to reach the long target. If price gets below the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's kind of simple. Always look left to spot potential obstacles, be they support or resistance, whether you're trading long or short. And over time, you will learn how price behaves at a weekly trading zone. Price is always trying to reach a weekly trading zone. From the moment the markets open Sunday night till they close Friday afternoon, if price is above the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone overhead. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. Only three things happen at a zone. 70% of the time, consolidation. And we saw an awful lot of that in the ES today. And we'll look at that chart in just a second. The second thing that can happen 20% of the time is rejection. And then about 10% of the time, what we call the slice. Price slices through the zone on a 30-minute chart like it's not even there. When that happens, As that move runs out of steam, price will typically retrace back to the zone it sliced through and then continue in the direction of the slice. We've published the zones for our members since December 14th, 2009. They come out each week at 6:15 a.m. Eastern on Monday, and once they're published, they're carved in stone for the entire week. They do not change in any way whatsoever. So you've noted your 30-minute chart as to where price is at this time. You've drawn a line in the sand here and a line in the sand here. Those serve as great visual cues to help you stay on the right side of the street. Now the CTAs are based on historic price action, whereas the logic alerts are based on current price action. When current price action meets historic price action, that's where you'll find some of your best high probability, low risk trade opportunities. So let's go look at the daily chart. And this may be another head fake. Okay. When we got this move and this move, we said, well, we started talking about a major move to the downside here. Okay. And I went into all the reasons in detail yesterday. So if you missed yesterday's show, you can always go to youtube.com/CFRN. And I went into detail about the reason why it was on this day that we decided this was headed our way. Now, pull back to the BBC holds more often than it doesn't across all markets and all time frames. How's that possible? Because price flows the same across all markets and all time frames. Whether you're talking futures, stocks, crypto, Forex, price moves from support to resistance, back to support, back to resistance, over and over again and again, a never-ending cycle. So we caught our first leg to the downside, found support at the 38% Fib retracement. And we've been in a downtrend almost a year, a couple more days. The low of the downtrend was put in October 13th. A high was put in since then, February 2nd, right there. And now we've climbed above the BBC, but we did that on the last leg. And we cautioned all of our members to be anticipating resistance at the previous bearish cross. That's exactly what happened. When you have a bullish cross and price revisits that area like it did here, you expect support, and that's what we got. And when price reaches the previous bearish cross, we expect resistance, and that's what we got. So we've come all the way down almost to the 62% Fib retracement, but we bounced off the 50 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sessions. Now we're above the 30-minute BBC or the daily BBC. We're printing a red candle. But between now and the close today, we could be up at the 24, we could be down at the 50, we could be down at the 62. It's a wild card. That's why I recommend watch it, enjoy it, just don't attempt to trade it. Because you've worked hard for weeks, months, who knows how long, to grow your account size. There's simply no good reason to hand that money back to the markets because you can't keep your hand off the mouse. You're going to become a consistently profitable trader. You have to learn to understand the importance of patience and self-discipline and get FOMO out of your head. That's fear of missing out. There'll always be another trade. It's a beautiful thing about the markets. You don't have to deal with employees. You don't have to deal with inventory. Market shows up for work. every day. Okay? And if you want to take a day off, the market won't even know. So here we sit. We've spiked it. You know, this is real reminiscent. And then look what happened. Now, the thing we don't have this time is we don't have a previous bearish cross as we did on this move. So we may get some lift. Keep an eye on the high of March 9th, which is 40.57.5. And then the high of March 7th, which was 41.01.5. And then, of course, this high, March 6th, 41.19.5. As we made this pullback, red and falling turned to blue and climbing for two sessions, and then this candle took it out. Okay? So, red and falling, that's bearish. We anticipate lower prices. Blue and climbing is bullish. We anticipate higher prices. When price is below the BBC, it stands for bull bear cross. When price crosses above it, we're bullish. When it crosses below it, we're bearish. That's true across all markets, all stocks, all crypto, all forex, and all time frames. From a 1 minute chart to a 30 minute chart to a monthly chart and every tick and range chart in between. Once you understand how price flows, it's going to be the most incredibly freeing, eye-opening, mind-blowing experience you'll have in your trading journey. Doesn't mean you can predict the future. What it does mean is that you can know with a high degree of probability what's going to happen next in the market. You use deduction. You use logic. Once you've used logic long enough, you'll start to refer to it probably as just common sense. Except on days like today, where the Fed is going to make an announcement. No one knows what it might be. Remember, it is the Fed that crashed these banks. Now, at SVB, yes, there was some mismanagement. They didn't have a compliance officer for 9 months before they went under. And their board of directors, only one person had investment banking experience. It was like a rich lady social club, and no offense to the ladies in the audience. We respect you very much. Just telling it like it is. So, just be careful. Okay. Price starts to drop. Areas to expect support, of course, the 38, the step line, blue and climbing. But until the session closes today, all of those are going to be pretty meaningless because you're going to have, well, you'll see, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, okay? Yes, remember I said consolidation happens 70% of the time at a weekly trading zone? This is an entire session of consolidation at the zone. And the markets are very cautious ahead of this Fed announcement because we don't know what's coming. Is it possible Jerome could say, you know what, I'm going to stop these hikes for a minute? It's possible. Most of the bets on the street are that instead of a half point hike, it'll just be a quarter point. Many are saying that later in the year, the Fed will be forced to cut rates. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's called The Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, which can be a funny, interesting, and amusing podcast some days. These guys are pretty smart, well-respected. They've done some TV work. But I actually heard one of them say, well, you know, the government controls the interest rates. And I almost fell off the throne I was sitting on as I listened to him say that. Because he believes that. Well, I mean, it's called the Fed. But the Federal Reserve is as much a part of the government as Federal Express. It is a private corporation, and I know we have a very educated audience, and most of you already know this. But there may be someone just tuning in who's not a member, never been on the trial. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. They print money. We, the taxpayers, pay for that money and the interest. And we're barely able to keep up with our interest payments. That's why there's always this increase in the debt ceiling. It's like you can't make your credit card payment this month. So you call the bank and say, hey, could you raise my credit limit so that I can draw some money down to make this month's credit card payment? Now, this has been going on for quite a while, but I'll stop there. If you want to know the true story of the Fed, you can read a free PDF on the internet, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I know you'll forget that. Just write it down. Creature from Jekyll Island. And you'll understand how the Fed was put together, why it was put together, how it benefits the wealthy, and how it decimates those who are not part of the ruling elite. Okay? So we got red and falling on the 30-minute. We've not touched the long target. We've not touched the short target. That in of itself is a rarity. On the Dow, same thing. But you'll notice where the market found resistance at the zone. Yesterday, at the zone. At the zone, and then today at the zone, at the zone, at the zone, at the zone. These zones were published Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern. If price takes out this swing low, and it very well may head down to the short target, I would not be surprised during the volatility of the Fed press conference that we see both of these get touched. Just be patient. And Russell found when price drops to a zone, just like when price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance. When price drops to a zone, we expect support. This is why I tell you, once you understand, when you become a passport holder, a lifetime member, you'll learn how price behaves around weekly zones. And when price drops to a zone, we expect support. We got it. This is rejection. And now here's more consolidation. Neither target having been reached as of yet. That will change before the end of the day. The NQ, got a little above the zone. And looks like we might have come a few. Let's see, what's the high on this candle? 12,945. And a quarter. So I do my best, but I missed that by a quarter of a point. Please forgive me. Now prices pull back to the VBC. Pullback holds more often than not. Like this. Eventually, no, we know it will trade through the VBC. Because that keeps markets fluid. But we traded through it. And on a typical, normal market condition kind of day, we would expect a drop to the zone for support. But it promptly got right back above the BBC. Red and falling turned to blue and climbing. And we spiked. Okay, remember, only three things can happen at a zone. I've shown you consolidation. I've shown you rejection. Here's the slice. Price sliced through the zone like it wasn't even there. And then what did it do? It came back to the zone, it sliced through, continued in the direction of the slice, to hit the long target. Crude oil. We're in the K contract now. Price came down, found support at the weekly zone. That's what we expect. Then price gets above the BBC. We've got blue and climbing. So we get a leg and a retracement, a leg and a retracement, and then bang, we hit the long target. On gold, price pulls up to the BBC and the zone, the pullback holds, sends us on a leg down, another pullback holds, another leg, and we get above and we'll get below, and these are never good trading conditions. And then we got a slice. And then what did price do? It pulled right back to the zone and sliced through and is attempting to continue in the direction of the slice. But the step line has gotten directly above price, and that can become resistance at that point. Silver. Price came down to the zone, found support, bounced, came back down to the zone, found support. Got above the BBC, red and falling, turned to blue and climbing, and we hit the target. Now price is attempting the next zone overhead. Remember, these numbers came out Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Once you learn how to properly use them, they will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. And here's the euro. Came out of the gate last night, flat. And then rallied right up to the tick. Nope. Overshot it by a tick. The target was 550 and we hit 555. Okay. Price pulled back to the BVC, the pullback held. We attempted a rally, but red and falling got in the way. But here we go. We hit the target a second time. Now we're attempting to hit it a third time. That brings us around the world. Back to the daily chart. So tomorrow will I be able to say, well, there's that head fake we were expecting? I don't know. I don't have crystal balls. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. Nor are we ashamed to tell you that we don't know what's going to happen next in the market. That's what everybody should tell you, because no one, not man nor machine, knows what's going to happen next. But with our indicators and our strategy and our zone, we know with a high degree of probability, under normal market conditions, what the next high probability move will be. And that's all you need, is one high probability move every day to become a consistently profitable trader. You don't have to sit and grind it out in front of the charts 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. If you've been in the live training room, or when we go live at 1 p.m. Eastern today, during this broadcast on the TradingView platform, you'll see how long an actual trade lasts when proper conditions are met. So it is now time for Michael. Michael, take it away.
I'm here. Okay. Oh, and not just yank it away from you like I did yesterday.
That's okay.
Carefully.
No worries.
Land. All right. There we go. All right. So here we are.
Looks good.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd day of March, 2023. If you've not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com, and right here is to sign up for a free 5-day trial. Right here, 5 days of training, 9:30 to 11:30 Eastern Time. If you're going to do that, you should go here to the trading platforms and download the trading platform that you would like to use. Now, we use primarily TradingView and DT Pro. But if you have a NinjaTrader platform, then we have it on NinjaTrader as well. Right now, one thing I didn't go over in this morning session that I'll just go over really briefly right now. In the trade rule section, this top section right here is for TradingView. TradingView, TIQ context, settings, and rules. And the information that I put in here about the entry, the risk management, and the exit, the entry part is for TradingView. The risk management and exit, that is for all the platforms. Okay, with the entry part, being that the indicators are specific to TradingView, this entry part has to be a little bit different. The other stuff that we've been doing for years, you know, for over a decade, the entry part is down here. The risk management stuff is the same, but the entry part is right here, steps one and two down there. That's the entry part for the DT Pro and for the NinjaTrader. I didn't go over that this morning. I only went over this stuff this morning. Just wanted to point that out. All right, so spreadsheet. We almost had a blue day today. We got our goal on the first trade. Took 2 minutes and one trade to get our goal. Again, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. I have to say that. But we got our goal today after the first trade. We're up $300, and that was our high point of the day. We didn't have a ton of trades. Yeah, we had 11, but of the 11 trades, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those trades, 6 of those trades actually did something. 2 of them actually stopped out. And and so we had 4 trades that were positive, 2 trades that were negative, and 5 trades that were break even. That's the kind of day it was. Anyway, we did get our goal today. And so today, as I said, is the 22nd day of March, 2023, Thursday, and Wednesday, sorry. We made 17 ticks in the NQ. That was our last trade. We picked up 32 ticks on the NQ that got us positive. 6 ticks on crude, our very first trade of the day where we got the goal for the day. Well, not our very first, but our second trade where we got the goal for the day. We picked up 10 ticks on crude, right? And then I had a stop out on crude to put us down to 6. I did get, I'll go over that in a minute. And so we ended the day with $145 a contract. I mean, today it took 2 minutes and one trade to get to the goal for the day. At that point, $300 a contract, $300 even, not per contract, $300 even. And we took 11 trades this morning. So on the month now, we're at 12,270. That's over 16 trading days, averaging $766 per contract per 2 hour business day. On the year now, we've gotten our goal 54 out of 55 days, and we've gone 24 days now without a, well, every day's been green. And green means we got the goal for the day and we stayed positive at the end of the session. Okay. We've now gone 402 business days since our last red day. Red means we didn't get the goal for the day and we ended negative. So we haven't done that in a long time. So on the year now, we're at $27,070. That's over 55 trading days, averaging $492 per contract to our business day. And this right here is where you really want to be. I mean, of course, you want to be there too, but you want to do it in as little time as possible. And so to do that, all you have to do is quit trading when you hit your goal and work your way up to multiple contracts. Okay. So if you were to quit trading when you get your goal for the day and add one contract per month and you did everything exactly like I did, then this is what you would have had so far. You'd be trading 3 contracts in the morning session right now, getting your goal for the day. And you've only had to work 12.96 hours, so 13 hours so far this year. And you would have averaged $1,078 per hour over the year. That's average per hour. It doesn't mean you're gonna sit down and work 1 hour and make $1,078. That's an average. So like so far this month, we've worked almost 2 hours in the whole month, 16 days. We worked almost 2 full hours getting the goal for the day. And in those 2 hours, we made $7,227. Okay, that's the way it works out. So let's get into what we actually did do, which was not a lot. There was not a lot of opportunities, so we did not get a lot to do. On the gold, there's our one big trade right here. We had a break even. There were some other trades in here, and I was using gold to show things like leg lengths, and we were stuck in this channel right here for the longest time. We didn't get out of the channel. It did eventually get out, and you know, and it gave the trades that you should have been looking for in here. You know, as long as you're getting a higher swing, you look for the pullback. As long as you get a higher swing, keep looking for the pullback. Then when you fail to get the higher swing, stop looking for the pullback. All right. You may get it. You may get an arrow still, but that doesn't mean you should take the trade. This one would have worked out just fine, but then it turned around, started going the other way. And this was a perfect indication right here. The next one right there. And he didn't get another shot at it in here. He did not get another shot at it. Turned around and started to go in the other direction. It didn't give you an arrow right here for 2 reasons. 1, the long-term direction is flat. And 2, the black line to not get into the oversold area. Okay. So that was gold. We had the one break even on gold. Let me bring my question box up. If anybody has any questions, you can type them into the question box. All right. So now crude oil. Let's look at crude. Let's bring this all the way back to the beginning. again, the first trade where we got the goal for the day, anyway, crude was right here. We picked up 10 ticks, and this was, again, it's a perfect indication. The long-term trend over here was bullish, then it failed to continue the bullish direction. Turned around, started giving us bearish, so we got short right there at the top. Look for an exit, short again, look for an exit. Picked up 10 on the first one, 6 on the second one. Then we went a while with no trades, a long while with no trades, all the way over to here. We finally took another trade right in here and we ended up stopping out. Now I got a pretty bad entry on that one, and if I'd gotten a better entry, I'd have had my stop at break even, but I didn't get a better entry and ended up stopping out minus 10 ticks. I did have one break even trade right here that was an accident. I shouldn't have taken that trade and I ended up being break even on that. It wasn't an accident. I mean, I did it on purpose, but it was a mistake is what it was. I shouldn't have done it. But then I stopped out on this one and that one. I should have had myself a break even on. I shouldn't have stopped out. And then everything just got really sideways. Not a whole lot of action going on. During the break, you can see right here, there was a little bit of long-term bearish trend right here. And it gave a short right here, which eventually gave a lower swing going to this short right here. And that would have been a break even trade. All right. And you can see from there, it's turned around, started giving long trades. It was one here, another one here. That would have been a break even. You wouldn't have taken that. You could have taken that, so you'd be in profit right now on that trade, and that trade. Great trades. Okay. Now the ES, we had one trade on the ES. This was, and it's hard to believe that I only had one single trade on the ES, one single trade on gold. But this is it right here. We ended up with a break even on this one. This was toward the end of the session this morning. And I did let the session run over a little bit this morning because we just didn't get any trade opportunities. So I let it run over a little bit when the European markets closed to get myself out of the funk that I was in because I was in it because I made a mistake. So right here during the break, there was one really nice opportunity to go short right here and that put in a lower swing. So I'd be looking for another opportunity right now. I'd be looking for a down close on this bar. Be short and down close. What I would be doing is this right here. The high of this bar right now is right here at 30.75. So I'd be selling 8 ticks below that right there, 28.75. That is what I'd be doing. Now I'll be cognizant of this number right here, 40.32 on the pullback, and this number down here, 40.26 on the push. I'll put those both in for you on the pullback. There's no trade yet, okay? But 40.32. is one, and what was the other one? 40.26.50. Oops, I drew it way over there. Oh well, that's okay. I draw it all the way over here. 40.26.50. Okay, let me see if I can shrink that up. Oops. This thing, when it stays, sticks to the. That. There we go. Put it all the way over here at 26.50. Now, that is not a trade yet. Okay. And that was it with the ES. On the NQ, we did have a few trades on the NQ. That was where we had the majority of our trades. This was our last one. We picked up 8 points, so 32 ticks on that one. Look how flat it was. No trading. Flat. I stopped out on this one. That was minus 20. We just got the entry on that ES trade. If we go all the way back to the beginning, our first trade was this one in the pre-market. We picked up 5 ticks on that. And then we had a break even here. That ended up being a nice trade, but we ended up with a break even. Then the market's just flattened out for a long time this morning. Took one more trade here when I thought, I was saying how I thought just a little movement was going to make it look like the long-term trend was okay. But it ended up not being, and it stopped me out. I just totally did that wrong. Then I missed a trade here. And again in here, looks like I missed a trade, and another one in here. These would have been break-even trades all through there. So I didn't do anything again until way over here. All right, I wanted to get out of the funk in here, and it finally did. And put in a higher swing, pulled back, gave another one. That's what we took. We got 32 ticks on that, came back, gave another one, did not put in the higher swing, then turned around, just like the ES did, turned around and started pushing down. So on the pullback here, there was a short, on the pullback here, 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 it did not put in a lower swing. So this one would have stopped you out. Profit, 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 profit. Stop out. No more trading. That's the way it worked out. That ES trade that I just told you about a minute ago, 2650 was the number I gave you. I'm going to lock in 4 ticks on that. Now 6 ticks on that. 2650 was the first number I gave you. 25 would be the next one. but that was the NQ, and that was the number I gave you a minute ago, right there, and the entry point was the down close of that bar, right there. Now, those don't count for anything, but, you know, any spreadsheet or anything like that, but that is how you trade it, all right? And that was it. That was our morning. So it's now 12:57. If you've not taken a free trial with us and you want to, go here to mytradingiq.com on the homepage of mytradingiq.com right here. Click that, sign up for the free trial. If you don't have a trading platform, go here, download the trading platform. Once you do that, go here to trade rules, especially if you're doing the trading view. Go to trade rules, watch this video right here. Watch that video. All right. These are all the sensitivity settings for those markets. If you have something outside of those markets, you're going to have to figure out, well, I'll show you, but you'll have to find out which sensitivity setting works best for you. Okay. Now I can show you really quick how to set up the sensitivity setting. Like if you go in here on the NQ, for instance, if you go on the NQ and you go to TIQ context, inside the style tab, go down to the bottom where it says no trade zone. Click that on. That is the no trade zone for this sensitivity that I have selected. If you want it to be more or less sensitive, meaning the no trade zone is bigger, then you make this a bigger number. No trade zone is going to be bigger when I click here. See? What that's telling you is when the long-term trend, you really want to have good long-term trend, good direction, long-term trend. If you want to have more trades with less sensitivity for the long-term trend, then see that? The no trade zone is just this one little spot right here, and maybe another one, which is that one little spot. Now, I always have to 0.35. That's good for me. And you see when it gets flat, the long-term trend gets flat, you don't get any arrows, you don't get any trades. And it's just a tool to help you see when you should stop looking for trades and not even be considering a trade. Okay. All right. Now, it is 12:59. I have shown you how to get the free trial. I've shown you what the results are on the year, all that stuff. Now, to get into the live stream that we're going to start here in just a minute, if you go here to tradingview.com, go to community live streams. It's going to be this one right here, the upcoming stream. Click on that, and that will get you into the live stream that I'm about to start right over here on this other monitor. Oops, not that monitor. This monitor that I'm about to start right now. If anybody has any questions, Adam, I did not get, well, I don't know, I haven't looked at my phone. I did not get your text. That number is 617-943-3298, Adam. I did not get your text, so I don't know what happened with that. Okay, I'll type it in for you again right here. Okay, there you go. Send me another one. All right, I got to start the live stream right now, but I'll be talking during that too, so you can send it to me and we can communicate. All right, so
I'll let you know when you're live.
All right, shut the camera off. I'll turn this thing on. I gotta hit refresh on this, I think. Okay, now I'll do it again. Shut the camera off. I'll turn this on, do entire screen, choose that, share, and start. Here we go. It should be coming up now.
You just went live.
Excellent. All right, so we are live now. All right, so in this live stream today, for anybody that's in here right now, I don't know how much trading we're going to get because we have FOMC coming up here in 1 hour. So this morning we had some really dry, flat periods. We didn't have a lot of trading to do. We ended up this morning with plus 6 on crude, plus 17 on the NQ, nothing on gold, nothing on the ES, nothing on bonds. But we're going to do whatever we can to take trades.
Can you post the link to the trial?
You can try. I'm not going to do it because I don't want it to get moderated and for me to get booted.
Well, you've posted it every day. It was because it was after the thing.
I think it was after. Yeah. Okay. It just let me put that in. Yeah. Okay. I got it, Adam. That just came through, Adam. Okay. To take the free trial, just go there and take the free trial. Now, What we're exploring here, the long-term direction of these outer bands, if they are spread apart like that and going down, the long-term direction is bullish. If they're flat like this, you don't want to trade. Flat like this, you don't want to trade. I mean, this is, if they're spread apart and going down, the long-term direction is bearish. If they're spread apart and going up like this, the long-term direction is bullish. Now, the way the markets are running today, there's just been, you know, I would look at the larger time frame, but there has not been a lot of movement in the markets today. Okay, if we look at like the ES, I will look at the ES on a larger time frame, just so you can see here, a 30-minute chart. Oops, did I do that right? No, I did daily on that one, sorry. Do it on a 30-minute chart. Okay, well, the 30-minute chart does not seem to be populated. But you can see the arrows work on a daily chart too. let's go back to my 7 range here on the ES, so not to mess it up too much. During the last session, we had a short right here on the ES. It was from right here, and I gave this as a good target number on that. You can see we've gone through that, and I'd be looking for a pullback on that right now to get us another trade. I don't know if we're gonna have any trades at all during this session right now. So what I really kind of wanted to do was, why don't I do, I know this is live stuff. Let me do this. I'll just take a screenshot of some of this right here. I can talk about the screenshot. Okay, while we kind of watch markets here for trades. Now, the markets always do the same thing, right? They're always going up and down, up and down, up and down, right? They're going like this, up and down, up and down, up and down, like that, right? And what we want to do is identify when you get to this point right here, this point right here, and this point right here, and see when you're going to get to that point, which is this point. So we enter here, we exit there, we enter here, we exit there. And it's going the other way, you know, it's the same thing. We enter here, exit here, enter down here, exit up here. That's what the charts are showing you. Okay, that's what the charts are showing you. Now, using our indicators in here, for instance, the market was going down. This, man, let me do this thing over here. Say red pin, do custom pin. Okay. So in here, the market was going down, then it pulled back up. Now it came from going up over here is where the market was going, and then it started the downtrend right here. So up here is our entry point. Now it's gone down to here. Down here is our exit point. Now we're looking for another pullback, for another entry point, and another push down for the exit point. That's what we're looking for. And that's what's going on right here, right now. Okay. So I said, because I don't know, if anybody wants to see any equities, if you want me to look at any equities or cryptos or anything like that right now, it's a fine time to do it, because I don't know how many trades we're actually going to get in here. I don't know how many trades are going to trade over the markets, you know, the FOMC. So anything on ETFs, whatever, stocks. But what we're looking for right now, the long-term direction is bearish. We're looking for a pullback up into the ribbon, or if not into the ribbon, we want to see this black line get into the overbought area, like it is over here on the NQ right now. I want to see the black line in the overbought. Over here on gold right now, we did pull all the way back down into the ribbon, and the black line is oversold. So if we get an up close on this bar on the gold right now, it's a low here at 52.1, so I would be buying right now, and I'll get it out here and trade my dime. I'll be buying. Now it's got a low of 52.0, I'll be buying 52.8. Right? Now it's gone through the ribbon. So I may not be buying anything, but I am going to be looking 51.8 up to 52.6 right now. 8 ticks of the bottom of the bar, all right? Over here on the NQ, if we get a down close on this, that would also be a short. And 4 points plus a tick, so it'd be 81 even on the NQ is what you'd be selling over there. And there's the down close with the sell. So now on the NQ, the long-term direction is a little bit bearish right here. Down close out of the ribbon right there with the arrow on it was the trigger. Okay, so here's the trade. It's already gone into profit enough to move the stop to break even, but I didn't get into it yet. I mean, I didn't move it to break even yet. So I'm just gonna throw it there right now. I know I'm gonna be sorry I did that, but I just threw it at break even. Got it at break even already. What the NQ should do is go down below right here. Should go down below 875.75. Should drop down below here. Okay, and if it doesn't drop below there, we're not gonna be looking for trades over there anymore. Over here on the gold, that trade I don't think is going to happen. I'm going to cancel this. Now, the thing that would disqualify this trade from happening, the NQ I ended up going to break even on, but that turned out to be a really nice trade. I knew I was going to feel sorry about not leaving that one on there. But let me just change this to yellow. I don't know how many trades we're going to get, so I pretty much got to take the most out of everyone that I can. But pulling back up, we're almost in the ribbon. Now we are in the ribbon, so I can take another down close here on the NQ. This one, it's got a high right now. 82.50 minus 4 is going to put us down to 78.50. Roughly. 82.50 minus 4. Be right down around 78.50. We did put in a lower swing, so we can anticipate that's going to go down further. Over here on gold, you see how the red, the black line here got into the red? You are not going to have any long trades because of that. Back over here on the NQ, it's got a higher of 84.50. Subtract 4 points from that. We'll get you down even lower. I'm not sure we're going to end up with the trade here on the NQ either. Now, if this bar closes up, I don't think we're going to end up with a trade. If this bar closes down, we could end up with a trade on the NQ. So be ready for it either way. It's going to be 86 down to 82.75, I think. If we get a down close and it pulls this out of the over, it's got to pull this out of the overbought. All right. You won't get an arrow if it's not over, if it's not pulled out of the overbought. The ES is pulled back too. You can see the S is doing the same thing. And this is in the overbought. So I need to get a down close and pull it out of the overbought. That did pull out of the overbought, but the black line ended up in the green. That's why you didn't get an arrow on that. Now over here on the ES, you could end up actually with a trade there on the ES. And there it is on the ES. Okay. I don't know how well this is gonna work out, given the current everything about it. I did actually leave an order on there on the NQ, so I'm just going to lock in some profit on that. On the ES right now, we get 4 ticks in profit. I'll throw the stop at break even. We don't have 4 ticks in profit yet. Okay, the NQ did end up with a little bit of profit, but I'm not going to count that because I shouldn't have taken that trade. Over here on the ES side, we need to get 4 ticks in profit. This was a valid trade here on the ES. So we need to get down here to 22.75. We need to bump the stop break even. And it should actually get all the way down to 20 right now. One more tick. There it is. Stop to break even. It should get all the way down here to 20. Should go through the low of the day down to 20 right now. The ES should. Okay. And it ended up giving me a break even. Okay. So I have one break even. One valid break even on the NQ. And one valid break even on the ES. Okay. All right. Let me put that in here. Ding right there. All right. Nothing on gold, nothing on crude oil yet. Okay. Has anybody asked any questions about anything else? Anybody want to see any kind of a. Okay. If anybody wants to see any kind of an equity or a crypto or anything like that, you just got to let me know. Okay, just type in the symbol and I'll be happy to show you.
The indicators and strategy are fluid across all markets and all time frames. They include stocks.
They are indeed.
Crypto, Forex, ETFs.
Now, one of the things that I showed at the end, beginning of this session, well, it was before we started the live stream. The arrows that you see here on these charts, on these particular charts, they're tailored to these charts and these time frames. But you tailor the arrows, and the way to do that, like, let's just look at gold's not going to give us a trade here for a minute. So let's look at gold. We'll change that to. Let's change that to Apple. Okay. And we'll change it to Apple. And Apple's $150. We'll change it to a 50 range. That means every bar is 50 cents. Okay. Now, with this, the arrows are set pretty good here because they're at 0.01 with gold. The way to check it is to go to the context like this. Now, of course, you have to have the context. And to do that, you have to go sign up for a free trial and go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial. That's the only way you're going to get the indicators. Go down here and turn on the no trade zone. Okay, when you turn on no trade zone, it's going to highlight areas. It's going to highlight areas on the chart that show where you will not get arrows. Now, if you have just a tiny bit like that for your no trade zone, you might want to increase that no trade zone so that you, hang on a sec. So that you have, sorry, it's going to be in inputs. So you have more of a no trade zone to keep you out of areas where you're not trade. Like maybe make it 0.25, something like that. Okay. Now you see the no trade zone is going to expand way too much. So that's too much of a no trade zone. So if you do it 0.05, like that's probably still too much. That was 0.2. That was, I meant 0.05 is what I meant on that. Yeah. Okay. And see? Now, the idea is to keep you out of areas where the long-term direction flattens out. The long-term direction flattens out. Okay. So you want to be, you're not getting any arrows where the long-term direction flattens out. In this case, you know, you got to find the right spot for that in here on this equity, this particular equity. Crude oil's got a short here, by the way. In this particular equity, see when the long-term direction flattens out right here, you don't want to trade in there. Then when it gets in here where it's not flat anymore, then that's when you want to trade. In here, I know the lines are all mixed up in here, but it flattened out a little bit. That's why it's showing this over here where it flattens out. You don't want to trade. See, that's why you get the arrows where you should be trading, and you don't get the arrows where you don't want to trade. And that sensitivity, it's going to vary based on whatever kind of instrument you're trading. You know, whether you're trading stocks or ETFs or crypto, that number is going to change. And that's how you set it. You set it to a number that is going to block the area that you think you should not be trading. You can usually tell that by the long-term direction. Like when the long-term direction is flat, like right in here, you know, you don't want to be trading when it's flat. Okay. So that is just it's a manual setting that you can do for whatever. Yeah, Adam, if you want to look at crypto, you just got to give me some. What do you want to look at? Litecoin, give me a symbol for it. I go up here and I go to crypto. What do I type in? Oops, sorry. Okay, that's it, right? XRP. Okay, XRP. We'll look at that. XRP. And US which one dollar. Of these? This one. Yeah, US dollar. There you go. Okay, well, so you're going to want to change the setting on this. This is on a 50 range, Jay. With a decimal point like this, with a decimal point being out like this, and this was the change I put in last night. Yesterday during the... During the session yesterday, I had trouble setting this, but I changed it just so it has a whole bunch of decimals. And we'll set it to that and see how that works out. Okay, that might be a little too much. That's, oh, all right, the other one was put a zero back in there and make it 5. There you go. That looks about right. Okay, so now, hang on a sec. Let me go over what's happening with the futures here. The crude had a short from right here. It was enough to get the stop to break even. It's pulled back up, but it didn't put in a lower swing, so you don't want to do anything with that. The ES that we took a break even on did not put in a lower swing, so you don't want to do anything with that. And the NASDAQ has not given anything. So let's go back over here on the crypto right now, and we'll blow this up a little bit so you can see where it was given the arrows in here for the long opportunities and the short opportunities. Right now, every one of these, this is a, what is this? What range is this? 50 range. So every one of these is 50 ticks. I don't know what a tick is worth in this case, but.
Should be 50 cents.
Okay, well then every one of these is worth 25 bucks then if it's 50 cents, right? Every bar is 25 bucks in that case. And so, I mean, you can see that worked out pretty well in pretty much every one of these occasions where you had the arrows. And, you know, it's all the same stuff, Adam, that we had in the room this morning. You know, you're looking for your long-term direction, the ribbon, and down here in the slingshot for that to pull up into the overbought and give you a short, pull up into the overbought, cross down. As long as the long-term direction is bearish and the black is not in the wrong color. Okay.
Just take a look at it on the daily.
Okay. Let me put it back here and we'll look at this on a daily. Daily. There you go. On the daily. Again, it's all the same stuff. You know, you're not going to get arrows where you don't have the long-term direction going in your favor. Okay. So the long-term direction is going to be down in here. It's going to get into the overbought to give you the trade. We never had anything in here on the daily that looked bullish. Not since... we haven't had anything in a really long time that looked bullish since last year. Just a whole bunch of bearish signals. There's one right here that would stop you out. But you can see on this on the daily, if you get in, you know, get in on the down and you just have to put your stop right above that. And these things can go forever if you get into it. That's what it looks like on the daily. Okay. If you want to look at anything else like equities or anything like that, you can throw one of those on there too. That's what I was looking at that. Like, if we do this thing over here, we don't have any trades here on the futures, so you know, we might get something here on the NQ in a minute. But if you look over here at some of these symbols over here, like, let's keep going down here. It's Tesla. Let's look at Tesla. Okay, now look at Tesla on the daily. You can see the daily worked out well right there, but if we look at Tesla, we'll do that one on the 50 range. So each bar is 50 cents. You can see the same stuff is working over here with that.
You lost your audio. There you go.
Yeah, just for a second you lost it. But it's all the same stuff you'll be looking at in there. Okay, and that's, you can do it with any equity, you can do it with any crypto, you can do it with ETFs if you want to look like the SPY that's up here somewhere. SPY. And the SPY is good on the 50 tick range bar too. If we blow that up, look at it here. You're looking at all the same things. And today, this is today's action. You had a couple of long opportunities in there, but now you see the long-term duration is flattening out. You're not going to have any kind of an indication for anything. This was yesterday, right? Today's the 22nd. It was the other day, a couple days ago, right in here. If you were doing options or something like that, you know, if you wanted to do options on the SPY, and you'd probably want to do it on a little bit bigger than a 50 range, but you get the idea, right? And that is that. It works on everything. And, you know, when you get, like, in the stuff that we're doing in the morning with, you know, the futures, because I'm doing them on range bars, the risk is predefined. You know exactly how much risk you're going to put on every trade you put on. That's what I have up here. You know, if you go to, the trade rules, this is all TI, this is all TradingView stuff in here. So I have, you know, every trade has, it only has three parts, right? Every trade has the entry, the risk management, and the exit. So anybody, you know, anybody can enter a trade, anybody can exit a trade. That's what you do in the middle. Now you want to have precise entries, of course, and that's what all the indicators are for, giving you the precise entry. The risk management, knowing what to do when you get into the trade, and the exit, knowing what to do at the end of the trade, or how to get the most out of a trade. That's all in here if you follow these rules, or just look at these rules anyway. All that stuff is indicated in there for you.
Goldman Sachs just downgraded Luminar Technologies, LAZR. Take a look at that.
Yeah.
Goldman downgraded it. It's a good dump.
Okay. So let's look at that. I don't know what that. Okay. So if you take range, maybe a little big for that. We can leave it on a 50-tick range. I mean, it's given the same indication. Let me blow it up so we can look at it.
Goldman's looking for it to drop to $5. I don't know what price it's, what's it at right now?
688, yeah. So $5 would be, I would think if it's going to drop, it's going to drop below 575, it's going to go down to 4 is what I would say. I think they're probably being cautious saying 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think if it's going to drop, if it gets below 575, I would look for further guidance down to 4 in the future. But the way it would be for us right now, you know, you wouldn't have a trade for that until it pulls back up. It gives you a head fake. You know, you'd be thinking right now. And this is one of the benefits of doing the stuff that we do. You know, if you look at things on a larger time frame, I'm going to use a different layout here. I'm going to use
Goldman calls this one of the top companies in this particular sector, which is LiDAR technology, which is how you get your driverless or your hands-free driving in a Tesla and other cars. But when you see investment banks like Goldman, who rarely has a bad trading day, go figure, they downgrade a stock, but still say it's the top in the sector. That's a huge warning over the whole market. Okay, here's the top in the sector, and we still think it's going down. So anyway.
So if, you know, remember, Dwayne, your audio is only in one of these.
Yeah, I know. No one, no. Well, the folks.
No one in the live stream hears that.
No one in the live stream can hear me. But it's on tape for.
Yes. Yeah. It is on tape for everything else, for the YouTube and for the webinar. And so that's, you know, what I would look for here, and what we do look for. We look for the pullback. We don't look to jump in just because Goldman says, you know, Goldman says it's going to go down. That's not a good reason to jump into it and start selling it. You know, it's a good reason for people to panic and start selling it, but you don't want to be that panic person. You want to be the one with the controls response. So just follow what the charts say. Charts, yeah, it's all the same, right? So anticipating a pullback up, this should continue going down. We're going to anticipate a pullback up into that, and then another leg down. One of the things from today's, you know, in our lesson plan for today, I'm sorry, we run the NQs in the trade. One of the things in our lesson plan for today, oops, I'm already long. One of the things I sent in from today was the leg lengths. So this is the leg length right here, right now. Okay, from there to there. So I don't know how far back this is going to pull, but I would anticipate that the next leg length is going to be similar. And if it does pull up to, like, say, right here, a similar leg length, we'll put it right down where? Down about here. And I was saying if it gets below here, then I think it's going to go all the way down to 4. That's what I was saying. Go back to here. Okay, so the NQ, gave a long rate over here a minute ago, right? And I was already long on that, but I'm going to, here. I was trying to bring it over to show it to you. So I got profit locked into this, and the long position that we should have been in would have been right here, and stop would have gone to break even. But I'm just going to get out of it right now with the profit that I have from being in it a few minutes ago. And again, I won't count that one toward the total because I didn't tell you about it. So right now, again, this is Luminar Technologies. And what Dwayne was saying, for those of you guys who are on the live stream, is Luminar Technologies is one of the top technologies in their sector. And they just got downgraded. And what their technology is for, like, the hands-free driving and stuff like that for Teslas and all the other vehicles like that. All right. So what to anticipate now? These markets are not really giving us anything. It's 126, and so far we're break even after 2 trades. So I don't really anticipate we're going to have a lot of opportunity, and that is just one of the things. You know, when you have FOMC coming up and it doesn't give a lot of opportunity, you don't force the trade. You wait for the trade to come to you, and you take the trades that come. In this case, we had a trade right here that I did take, and I was able to take some profit on, but I had taken another trade based on something else a few minutes ago. So I did take that and ended up getting a little profit on it, but I'm not going to count that towards the total because I didn't tell you about it. All right. So we will wait. Wait for something else to develop in here. I mean, you can look at gold again, go back to gold on this and see if that's going to have any trades in here. That's on the J contract. And no, gold is not giving us anything. The NQ is running up. It could pull back. We have 3 minutes left to this session, and we'll see if the NQ pulls back and gives us anything. You know, this whole morning, we had to go an extra 5 minutes to the morning session after the 2 hours this morning to get the one trade that we needed to get us positive on the morning. Yeah, Adam, you can hear him in, you can't hear him through the live stream, though. You can hear him through the webinar that you're in here. You're typing that into. You remember, we have three of these things going at the same time right now. All right. So the NQ turned out to be a really nice trade. And where should that go, you might ask, right? So we've exceeded the prior swing high right here. And the next level would be right up here, right? 13 and a half. If it doesn't make it up to 13 and a half, it's at a point right now where it should pull back. This is overbought, so it should pull back and give you another run. So we might get a shot at that. Right, I don't know if we will. But right here, the ES did not continue the trend down, so you would not look for any more trades on the short side. And now it's starting to turn around, but it's not turned around yet. You see the long-term direction is this right here. So you're not looking for anything until that long-term direction changes. Just flat here and flat over here on the gold. So I really wasn't expecting much out of this. I was thinking this would be more of a training session than an actual trading session today. And hopefully we had the opportunity to show you guys some stuff that you'd be interested in. We'll do it again tomorrow, all right? If you have not taken the free trial with us or you are not following us and you want to follow us, you can follow us right here, all right? Or you can take the free trial at mytradingiq.com. Go out to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial there, and you can get your indicators indicating today. Get it for you, especially if you have TradingView. That's really easy for us to get going for you today. All right. If you want to have these indicators on your charts within the next hour, all you have to do is sign up for the free trial and give us your username, your TradingView username or profile name. And if you start it halfway through the price, it's 5 business days, Adam. So you get 5 business days out of it. Okay. So you get the whole thing. And I usually go over it anyway. You're talking about the lesson plan that I was going through this morning. I guess I can show lesson plan here, right? This was day 3 where I did the slingshot divergence and leg lengths. And this was yesterday. I did these things. And day 1 is where we do the meat of the stuff on day 1 to get you started for the rest of the week. You'll still get that on Monday, okay, and you'll still get this on Tuesday, and you get this again on Wednesday. Yeah, this is the lesson plan every week, but Friday comes along. Now, tomorrow I do this stuff, and then Friday comes along, and I just trade, but I answer all questions. So if you have a whole bunch of questions that you've accumulated, you know, between today and tomorrow, I'll just answer questions on Friday, you know, while I'm trading. Okay. Do we have a YouTube? We do have a YouTube. It is youtube.com/CFRN. But you can also just sign up for the NEEK 420. You can also sign up for the free trial. I can't paste the same exact thing in there, but you can sign up for the free trial. Okay. Well, that's not going to sign you up for the free trial, though. If you want to sign up for the free trial and get into the room in the morning with us, then go here, okay? And go there. And it is now 1:31, so I'm going to wrap up this session, guys. If you have not followed us here on YouTube, if you've not followed us here on TradingView, and you want to follow us, just click the follow button, okay? And get followed there, so then you get alerted every time we do one of these things, or I put changes in. I did do a couple of changes yesterday to simplify things for you guys. I made the TIQ context so that it automatically puts the arrows on now, and also so that the arrows should be a little bit bigger, though I don't think that took. But anyway, you'll get, if you follow us, you'll get notified whenever we do any kind of training session or anything like that in TradingView. We do 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning every single business day. We do the room, the training room. And that's an opportunity for you to get in there and see how to do all this stuff in live markets. All right, I've run over a little bit again, so I'm going to wrap it up because I have a whole bunch of meetings to do today. Everybody that I have meetings with, I'll be sending you all emails or get in touch with you somehow. Adam, I'll send yours. Ron, I already sent yours. I have Vic and Wayne. I gotta get in touch with you. All right, so that's it, guys. I'm wrapping it up for the live stream. I'm gonna stop that right now. Again, if you want to take a free trial, go to mytradingiq.com. Okay, stop the stream. And now we can pass it back out to Fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, in Studio 8 overlooking South Mountain, at its largest city park. And there it is. Dwayne has it.
Okie doke. Recap of the recap for the morning session.
And today it took 2 minutes and one trade to get to $300. 2 minutes and one trade.
That's the key, guys. You don't have to grind it out 8, 10, 12 hours a day in front of the charts. It took how long?
2 minutes today.
Yeah.
2 minutes. All right. Vic, okay. You can't call me when I'm doing this. All right. That is it, guys. With that, I'm going to wrap it up, and I'll catch you guys all later.
All right. Good job, Michael.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
Okay, guys. I'm going to issue one last warning. Resist the urge to trade during the Fed announcement. Now, the announcement comes at 2. So there'll be volatility. The market will digest that, and that will set the stage for Jerome walk up to the podium at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, where he will deliver a prepared statement. And then he will start to take questions from the audience. And that's where the real volatility is likely to kick in. So, you know, take your mouse, go lock it up in the wall safe, sit back, get some popcorn, watch the action. And then when the market finally settles back into its normal rhythm, that's when you want to dance. DES still hugging that weekly trading zone that was published Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Dow, we talked about taking out this low, and it did. And it offered you enough to get your goal for the day. You got red and falling overhead, so you're below the VVC, you got red and falling. Thinking about short trades. Russell still consolidating at the weekly zone. NQ still at the zone. We have reached up and touched the target twice. Crude oil consolidating at the target now for a number of hours. Gold consolidate, wide range consolidation here at the zone. We're above the VVC, we're above the zone. So if we can take out these two highs and this high, and you've got a nice window of opportunity right up here. But you got to be patient and wait for price to get there. Tendency to jump the gun is very strong. But again, I don't recommend trading at all this afternoon. Just watch, okay? Let the market eat up everybody else's account, and you keep yours intact. You can keep your powder dry for tomorrow or Friday, next week. Under normal conditions, I would say there was a window of opportunity. Obviously, right there. Euro. Hit the target, hit the target, hit the target, hit the target. they're more than just random lines drawn on the chart. As long as price is above the BVC, it's trying to get to the long target and ultimately the next zone overhead. When price is below the BVC, it's trying to get to the short target and ultimately weekly trading zone. So we'll wrap this up so you can go start fixing that popcorn with our good word for the day. John 8:11. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. How Jesus dealt with sin. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought him to a woman caught in adultery. They said to him, Teacher, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he didn't even hear them. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Your repentance isn't about just asking forgiveness for sin, but it's then turning and going in the other direction. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. I forgive you of your sins. Now, as part of the repentance deal, stop doing it. It's a wonderful thing that we serve a God of second chances and third chances and 10,000 chances. That day, Jesus demonstrated three very important things. Number one, the hypocrisy of a double standard. Since this woman had been caught in the very act, surely they knew who the man was, too. There's still a double standard today that looks down on a woman because of her past, while excusing a man by saying, Oh, he was just sowing his wild oats. A lot of fatherless children in the world today can attest to that. The Pharisees used stones. We use words. The victim ends up wounded regardless. Number two, who alone is qualified to judge? The answer? He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone. Then all that was heard was as every Pharisee dropped their stone. He who is without sin among you, let him throw first stone. Whenever you want to crawl up into the judgment seat, think about this. So important. So who was the only sinless one there that day? Wasn't the Pharisees. Wasn't the woman caught in adultery. It was Jesus. So he alone is qualified to judge. And number three, you can rise above your past. Go and sin no more. Those words can be rephrased. Go, and because you've had an encounter with Jesus, you can rise above your past. And as true as it was that day for that woman caught in adultery, it is still true for you today. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, and no matter what you've done. And that's a really good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.